fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which you can.
Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia starts to build electric vehicle battery ecosystem in 2025. Indonesia inaugurates world-class data center JK6. I am Ahmad Faisal and this is the news in details. Indonesia begins building world's first fully integrated electric vehicle battery ecosystem in 2025. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesia will break ground on the world's first fully integrated electric vehicle battery ecosystem in June 2025. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia announced the plan during the Human Capital Summit in Jakarta on Tuesday. The project will involve an investment of $6 to $7 billion.
An investment of around $6 to $7 billion. The first full electric vehicle battery ecosystem in the world, from mining, smelter, high pressure acid leach, precursor, cathode to battery cell. This has never existed before.
Bahlil said several European countries had aims to build electric vehicle battery cells near their car factories. But he insisted that precursor and cathode production must remain in Indonesia. He said the country is building a complete electric vehicle battery ecosystem to support the shift to green energy. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia inaugurates world-class data center JK6. Dora Pardede reports.
Indonesia has officially launched JK6, a world-class data center with 36 megawatts of capacity, fully built by local talent. Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafidz, speaking at the JK6 data center launch at DCI Indonesia in Bekasi, West Java on Tuesday, said the project marks a major leap in the country's digital infrastructure.
Today's launch of Data Center Indonesia proves that we can build world-class digital infrastructure ourselves. We are not just users, but also key operators of strategic digital nodes, with data center as the backbone linking digital input to growth in the real sector. Digital downstreaming will lead to a more inclusive, sovereign, and sustainable economy.
Minister Mutia said JK6 is part of Indonesia's digital transformation agenda. The program stands on four pillars. These include infrastructure and spectrum, digital talents, devices and application, and adaptive policies. She said JK6 will support digital services in public administration, national industries, artificial intelligence, and government platforms. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Canada agree to send Indonesian health workers. Ofra Regina has the details.
The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, has signed an agreement with New Brunswick, Canada. This will allow Indonesian healthcare workers to work in Canada. The agreement was signed online and witnessed by Minister Abdul Kadir Karding in West Sumatra on Tuesday. Minister Abdul Kadir said this is the first step to send skilled Indonesian healthcare workers to Canada. He said this program will grow with more workers and in other job fields.
What is happening today is something we are proud of. This cooperation is only the start. We want to send more Indonesian workers abroad and open new job fields.
The minister asked workers to follow European work standards to maintain Canada's trust. Sending healthcare workers to Canada has been planned for 3 years and support President Prabowo Subianto's goal to work with Europe and America. Indonesia also has agreements with Germany and Poland and is looking at other countries like Austria, Hungary, Slovakia, Spain, and the United States. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's micro, small, and medium enterprises export reach 1 trillion rupiah. Ofra Regina has the report.
Indonesia's Trade Minister Budi Santoso announced that export from micro, small, and medium enterprises reached over $68 million, approximately 1 trillion rupiah, between January and May 2025. He made this announcement during the signing of a micro, small, and medium enterprise footwear export worth $38,000 to Kuwait in Surabaya on Tuesday. Minister Budi Santoso said that stronger trade networks and improved product quality have helped these enterprises export, grow, and compete both globally and domestically.
First and foremost, micro, small, and medium enterprise products must have quality and be competitive. When products have quality, they can compete well. Besides being loved by local consumers, they can also reduce the demand for imported products because people prefer to use domestic goods.
This footwear shipment to Kuwait is the third export after earlier deliveries to Timor Leste and Libya. Indonesian small business group Rumah Jediah leads the effort, connecting 50 East Java businesses and over 400 others nationwide through online trade programs. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
President calls health minister to discuss COVID-19 surge and hospital construction. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto called health minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin to Merdeka Palace on Tuesday. At the meeting, Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin gave updates on several health issues in the country, including the rise in COVID-19 cases. After the meeting, he told the media that the current COVID-19 variant spreading are mild and not deadly.
I said that yes, COVID cases are rising, but the increase is caused by variants that are relatively not deadly. So people shouldn't worry too much. We don't want panic.
The minister also told the president that the program to build 66 hospitals is moving faster. Instead of 5 years, it will not take 2 years. 32 hospitals will be finished in 2025 and the rest next year. The free health check has helped 7.8 million people by early June 2025. It will grow to include school, aiming to reach 50 million people. The minister also reported that tuberculosis screening is better now because of cheaper tests and faster treatment. Desi Anugranov for Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Griffith University expert urges research and innovation to address long COVID. Andi Ramdoni brings the report.
Global health security expert from Griffith University, Diki Budiman, said that COVID-19 is now endemic, like influenza and tuberculosis, and will continue to appear in daily life. Speaking during the Voi Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, Diki Budiman urged the Indonesian government to keep investing in research and innovation to support long-term COVID-19 response.
COVID-19 now is for many people, and including for the scientists like me, the concern is not about the acute phase of this disease, but the most concern, the most important and also worryingness is the long COVID, which is the chronic phase of this disease. So we have to also, like many developed countries doing, they doing research and, you know, particularly on long COVID.
Diki emphasized the need for stronger early warning systems to detect COVID-19 variants both domestically and internationally. He also noted that Indonesia still has strong herd immunity due to government vaccination programs, including effective booster shots. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
The same expert explained the rise in COVID-19 cases in Indonesia. Here is Andi Ramdoni with more.
Several countries, including Indonesia, are seeing a rise in COVID-19 cases with low death rates. Epidemiologist and global health expert from Griffith University, Diki Budiman, explained the reasons behind the rise. Speaking on Voitalk with RRF Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said COVID-19 is now considered endemic. He added that while transmission is the same as before, new variants spread more easily and cause infections faster.
There is no difference transmission mode for this disease now, but the new sub-variant now is more effective, make an infection to the people, and that's because they have a mutation in their spike of protein, which is make it easier to attach and to the human body cell in our respiratory tractus or canal. And the other also way for this virus to spread is also because it is not only the air, but it should be in close contact and also in the, let's say, indoor situation. And the air quality at that time, it should be also in low level. And that's why now we see the rising case of this COVID-19. It is because after pandemic, now everyone going back to their habit, going anywhere, and usually they also disobey or reducing their awareness and also behavior in terms of personal hygiene. That's why we see this the case of COVID-19 rising again.
Diki warned COVID-19 still threatens the vulnerable and urged stronger health campaigns, booster shots, and facility support. Andi Romdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Next, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled COVID-19 Spreads Again, Increase Alertness and Prevention with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
The COVID-19 virus has begun to be detected again in Indonesia, although not as severe as in the past when the pandemic hit the world. Based on information from the Indonesian Ministry of Health, the spread of the virus is still within safe limits and has decreased from 28 cases in the 19th week to 3 cases in the 20th week with a positivity rate of 0.59%. The Ministry of Health itself has issued a circular on May the 23rd requesting all health facilities to socialize health protocols again to the public. This action is the same as before when the COVID-19 pandemic broke out in 2020. In addition, health facilities are expected to map and carry out detection according to the provisions. Although cases of the spread of the COVID-19 virus have decreased, this should not reduce the alertness of the people in Indonesia towards the spread of the COVID-19 virus. It is currently known that there has been an increase in cases in several Asian countries, such as in Singapore, Thailand, and Hong Kong. People must increase their vigilance and prevention to protect themselves and others. Re-implementing health protocols is very important, such as wearing masks, washing hands regularly, and maintaining social distancing. In addition, the public must also increase awareness of the importance of prevention and vigilance against COVID-19. The respread of this virus can be caused by various factors, including new variants of the virus and changes in community behavior. The government and health organizations must also continue to monitor the situation and take the necessary steps to control the spread of the virus. The number of cases found in Indonesia is indeed very small when compared to the pandemic and can even be categorized as still within safe limits. However, vigilance must continue to be increased because small things can become big if you are careless. With public cooperation and awareness, it is hoped that the spread of COVID-19 can be prevented and public health can be protected. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia.
Sedang sendiri, ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini? Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari, aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Melamun sendiri, mau apa aku ini? Tak kupahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Layang-layang dapat terbang tinggi, namun sesekali goyah dan ia jatuh lagi. Apa mungkin kutemui kunci di hati yang kan ungkapkan segalanya satu saat nanti.
Kadang-kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Bermimpi nanti.
Aku hanya bisa bernyanyi
dalam hati.
Aku tak tahu apa yang ku cari
di muka bumi.
Kadang aku bermimpi ingin aku miliki hati.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan tunggu ayam jantan berbunyi, pacarku kamu Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, what are you doing right now? Yes, I believe that you are still doing your daily activities, listeners. Even though it is done every day, just one thing that you have to remember, listener. This must be done wholeheartedly by yourself. Whatever it is, because this can give you such better impact for yourself. This can give your better impact, I mean, and even good input for the sake of your life. So please do your best, make sure that work it out and make it as simple as possible. Just consider it as the better way for you to reach in a higher place, in a higher level of your capacity building. That's why building capacity is important for you to be able to be carried out by yourself and make it as a way, as a new hope, new opportunity for the sake of your life, listener. Well, do you want to learn Indonesian language? I mean, if you have such passion and you want to learn Indonesian language, we have such segment, listeners. This is talking about, you know, let's learn Indonesian language, or let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, listener. Here is what they call Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia.
Magic words. Hi, VOI listener. Today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please, terima kasih, thank you, sama-sama, you're welcome, permisi, excuse me, maaf, sorry, bolehkah saya, may I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya, close the door please, permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Apa salah ibuku, hidupku dirundung pilu. Tak ada yang mau, yang menginginkan aku untuk jadi pengobat pilu, untuk jadi penawar rindu, untuk jadi kekasih hatiku. selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak juga aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan? Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku. Siapa yang mau? Timur ke barat, selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak juga aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan? Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku. Siapa yang mau?
Is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. Yang kata
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu, who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening!
yang sebalu. Jauh kau bertemu bukit bertangga batu di gua berkaki tujuan.
Untuk apa Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, it seems that we must end our togetherness on Indonesia today. Finally, I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and watch our program. Started from 12 p.m. up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. I hope that what we have already given to you can be much goodness, can improve and increase about your insight about Indonesia, listener, and feel enjoyable, feel entertained after listening to our program. So stay tuned at www.voinews.id, because after this I would like to share you our another song, and still keep on listening our program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Have a nice day, listener.
Diri, hati ini milik. Memang semua itu